Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
That is Patriots quarterback Jacoby Brissett yesterday. If anybody is going to get the ball Thursday night, I would imagine it will be Demario Douglas. I chime over on catches for tomorrow night when it comes to Pop Douglas.
I like that a lot. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's what they say, right?
Shime brought it up during his lead. The issue from Shime's perspective, and I guess Wiggy's, is not that the intent is not to get the ball to the wide receivers scheme-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Jacoby Brissett is either unable to see them or is timid about getting the ball to them or is unable to physically do it. That is the issue, I believe.
Well, and so if you look, I sent Mitch a couple of videos. Mitch, if you could play the first one I had sent you. There's a specific play example where Pop Douglas is in motion and has a million yards of open space in front of him. Jacoby Brissett doesn't even look his way. Like it is ridiculous.
Ooh.
It's on Twitch right now.
All
Pop
22.
Douglas swings left. There is yards of open. There's 10 yards of space. Doesn't even look at him. Doesn't even look at him.
Oh, I love the all 22 segment. Yeah, dialing up. He's going the wrong direction.
Yeah, they really made a bad decision.
I don't. The only issue I have is what leads you to believe that Drake May is going to be better when it comes to reading that and seeing that.
Well, in this situation here, it looks like the pressure flushed Jacoby Brissett out of the pocket like Bill Belichick
on the
Manning cast. Can you bring that back real quick?
No, but now you're going to get the argument that it's the offensive line and it's not Jacoby Brissett. That's the argument that you're going to get, Wiggy.
Well, I think, listen, I would say, based off of that, I'm trying to look at it, and all BS.
So this is a second clip, by the way, where it would show you Jacoby's able to step up in the pocket. There's even a timer in the top left that shows you how long he's holding on to the football.
Play action.
Look at that. Oh, almost 6 seconds of possession for Jacoby Brissett results in like a zero-yard gain.
But what if
sack.
What if Jacoby Brissett's being told, no turnovers.
Uh-huh.
Don't take any unneeded risks. We have the defense to do it. The reason we won four games last year is because the quarterback single-handedly sabotaged five games.
Mm.
And if that's what they're doing, I understand, Shime. You're making that first play is clear. He's wide open. I'm not saying you're wrong. But if you do not trust the offensive line and the only thing you've been told is don't turn the ball over, I think this is what you get.
Right, but I'll give him a pass on the first one. The second one, this is the difference between, I think, him and Drake May, the second play. Because the first play, it looks like he's sprinting out to the side that Pop Douglas is going. So I'll give him a pass. But this second one, if you look at the wide receiver on the bottom of the screen.
Great pocket,
number
too, by
one,
the offensive line.
The ball's got to come out right now. And there's a little window. He runs like an in and out route at about 15 yards.
No, that's what you run when you're in California.
That's the difference. Whereas,
and there's an easy read too. Like you can see the Patriots receiver at the 30-yard line, and then Jalen Polk is coming towards the sideline
at the 40.
Either throw Jalen Polk open to the sideline or hit the check down. Don't roll out to the left. You have a perfect pocket, and yet insists on rolling left and getting a sack or 0 yards.
This Twitch chat comment is correct. They're not telling him not to pass it to the open guy. Right.
He should have thrown it.
Oh, long road? Yeah, that's what they're telling him. No quarterback's told not to turn the ball over. If you're not a moron, and you open your ears, you understand when you are told to not make any mistakes, it causes paralysis when you're in the pocket. It's, I mean, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but of course it's a different sort of style for Jacoby Brissett than it would be for Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Joe Burrow.
Right, but he doesn't
have...
It's
not that hard to understand.
But that play there, it's all about confidence in the quarterback. He should have thrown it to the guy that was on the bottom of the screen who's running that deep in and out route.
Not confident. You're saying the confidence of the quarterback.
Of the quarterback in himself.
He doesn't have the confidence.
Right, because that's got to be a ball that if
you... And you think Drake May does.
Yeah, because that's got to be a ball. If you see there's a defensive back who's kind of like he's going towards the sideline, so there's a little bit of a window to that receiver, and it'd be like, you know, 15, 17, 18-yard gain, but you got to be able to, as soon as you hit that back foot, you got to be able to put that thing on a rope.
Well, and I also think when it comes to Jacoby, he does pick one person and relies on that person a lot, like we saw with Hunter Henry. Mm-hmm. But when you watch Drake May during preseason, he didn't. He felt comfortable with all of his receivers. So I think that's where Wiggy comes into play, where he says Drake right. May goes out there, could probably sling it around much differently than we've seen out
but
of Jacoby
But in training
Brissett.
Camp, there was a lot of talk, whether it was from Mayo or even from Jacoby Brissett, about specifically about Pop Douglas and about their relationship and how they were clicking. And
it's training camp. It don't mean anything in the sense that it's practice. If you throw an interception, no big deal.
Yeah.
Regular season game, big deal.
And this is another, just I think it bears repeating, that if they don't take a sack on 3rd and 5 and they kick a field goal from 38 yards out to go up 6 points, they're 2-0, and we are literally not talking about anything but praising the game manager, Jacoby Brissett. If he just
You're
makes one decision.
That the kick would have been made. I think it probably would have. It was a 9-yard difference.
And I'm assuming the defense would prevent a touchdown.
Yeah.
But this would then still lead to the passing game. You won the game, but your passing game's got to get better. And then, Chime, great job on the All-22. But when you start to look at certain plays, that'll show you where here's a play that you could take advantage of. Brissett has time in the pocket. He's looking at the receiver, but he doesn't take the shot. And it's not like a deep shot. It's just letting it rip 16 yards downfield.
All right. Well, it is essentially a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday. Because Patriots play tomorrow night, and you can talk about Pat's Jets all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.